Good morning and welcome to this special online service to mark Children's Day in Annahilt and Mara Hamlet. We particularly welcome the children of both our parishes who are listening, together with their parents, grandparents, other relatives, along with parishioners and friends. In the unusual circumstances of the present time, we will not be distributing church loyalty and Sunday school prizes today, although it has not been possible for the Sunday school to meet as normal. Some of our pupils have continued meeting each week through Zoom. This, as well as normal attendance at Sunday school, will be acknowledged on a future suitable occasion. In spite of the challenges over recent months, we do thank God for all his blessings to us over the past year as we seek refreshment over the summer months.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
We will rejoice and be glad in it.
Lord,
direct
our thoughts. Help us to pray. Lift up our hearts to worship you in spirit and in truth. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Spirit of God fills the whole world.
Come, let us worship.
The hymn from Thanks and Praise, 27. Come, sing the praise of Jesus, sing his love with hearts aflame.
Recall the many times we have let God down and fallen short of the standard he has set us.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us confess our sins to God our Father. O God,
our loving
Father in heaven, we confess that we have sinned against you. We have broken your commandments. We have often been selfish, and we have not loved you as we should. For these and all our sins, forgive us, we pray, through our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I declare to you, you are forgiven, your sins are gone. Be strong in the Holy Spirit and live for God. Amen. Let us praise God for his mercy
and give thanks to him for his goodness.
Glory
to the Father,
and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The Collect of the Third Sunday after Trinity. Almighty God, you have broken the tyranny of sin and have sent the Spirit of your Son into our hearts, whereby we call you Father. Give us grace to dedicate our freedom to your service, that we and all creation may be brought to the glorious liberty of the children of God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
The first reading will now be read by Rhys Ewing from Anna Hilt.
A reading from the book Genesis chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. After these things, God tested Abraham. He said to him, Abraham, and he said, Here I am. He said, Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains that I shall show you. So Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him and his son Isaac. He cut the wood for the burnt offering and set out and went to the place and distance that God had shown him. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place far away. Then Abraham said to his young men, Stay here with the donkey. The boy and I will go over there. We will worship and then we will come back to you. Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on his son Isaac, and he carried himself the fire and the knife. So the two of them walked on together. Isaac said to his father, Abraham, father, and he said, Here I am, my son, he said, the fire and the wood are here, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? Abraham said, God himself will provide the lamb for a burnt offering, my son. So the two of them walked on together. When they came to a place that God had shown him, Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife to kill his son. But the angel of the Lord called him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here I am. He said, Do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. And Abraham looked up and saw a ram caught in a thicket by its horns. Abraham went out and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called that place, The Lord Will Provide. And as it said to this day, on the mount of the Lord it shall be provided.
The hymn from Thanks and Praise, number 75, Jesus' Love is Very Wonderful.
The second reading will now be read by Tilly Millsop from Mara Hamlet.
A reading from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 10, beginning at verse 40. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. And whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive a reward of the righteous. And whoever gives a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward.
Hymn 622. O, the love of my Lord is the essence of all that I love here on earth. May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of each one of our hearts be now and at all times acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Normally, as schools and colleges would break up at this time, for the summer break, pupils would have been involved in a series of tests or examinations and would likely now be anticipating and waiting for the results later in the summer. The vision of the school examination hall is no doubt a vivid one to those of you who are still school pupils or university or college students. But of course, in the particular circumstances of the moment, that is one test you will not be facing this year. There are, of course, other tests in other places, in other circumstances, which if you haven't faced already. One day you likely will, sooner or later. And these apply to all ages. For instance, you might find, or may have found, that you have difficulty seeing things in the distance, a condition popularly known as short-sightedness. Or you may have difficulty reading in a way you previously didn't, a condition called long-sightedness. And to help the optician or eye doctor resolve that problem for you, you will likely need an eye test. And that, of course, will involve different things, but perhaps the most familiar image of an eye test is reading letters on a card in the distance, beginning with very big letters and ending with very small letters, and the optician can see how far down the list you go. Some, or all of you, may be receiving tuition in learning to play a musical instrument. To establish your competence and your rate of learning, it may be that you will be having a music examination at some time or other. Other times, maybe you're not well, and the only way a doctor can help you is by asking you to undergo a blood test so that your blood can be analyzed in a medical laboratory, which will help establish exactly what's wrong and how you may be made better. So blood being taken, another test. Maybe your hearing isn't as acute or sensitive as it once was, and an ear test will establish very quickly maybe where your hearing has maybe slightly diminished, and you will need help with that. Some jobs, for instance, if you were to join the security forces or the police, would require you to be physically fit. A fitness test in those circumstances would be essential. These are just some of the many tests you may have to undergo in the future if you haven't done so already. Well, from our reading today, we know that God had done the impossible and kept his promise to give Abraham and Sarah a son, Isaac. And it looks like all is set for Abraham's family to become what the book Genesis describes as a great nation. But then comes a shock in the story. No less a person than Abraham is given a test. Let's hear about it again. Sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to Abraham, "Here I am." He replied. Then God said, "Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains I will tell you about." The test Abraham faced was the hardest of all: to sacrifice or kill his son, the one he loved, the one he'd waited for such a long time. Abraham, of course, did not know that God was testing him. He would have really believed that God was asking him to kill his own son. It must have been a scary and worrying time. Each step Abraham and Isaac took closer to the mountain must have filled him with dread. Each thing they did to prepare for the sacrifice. The test was to see whether Abraham really loved God and whether Abraham really believed God would keep his promise. After all, if Isaac dies, how will the promise be kept? Abraham and Isaac took a journey into the mountains with everything that was needed to build an altar. And when they arrived at the place, Abraham constructed the altar and, probably with a tear in his eye, placed his son Isaac upon it. Then he lifted up his knife, and just as he was about to bring it down, a voice shouted, "Stop! Don't harm the boy." Abraham had passed the test. He showed that he loved God more than anything, and that he believed God would keep his promise. In Isaac's place, God provided a ram to die, a substitute. Abraham trusted in God and had faith, even though he didn't understand why he was being asked to do it. He was obedient to God. Abraham has a son, but he is only the first part of the promise. It is still a long way from being a great nation. Now, later on in the Bible, we find another occasion where a father sacrifices his son. In doing so, it wasn't testing how much this person loved God, but showing us how much God loves us, because the Father was God and the Son, Jesus. Jesus was the Son, God said, whom I love. This time there was no substitute. Jesus was the substitute. He was dying instead of us, so that we can be forgiven of our sins and adopted into God's family. That's how much God loves us. So, this story is a picture of the sacrifice God himself would make in the New Testament, sending his son Jesus to die as an innocent sacrifice. We talk about Jesus as a sacrificial lamb. In the Old Testament, young lambs were sacrificed as an offering to God so that the sins of the people might be forgiven. Jesus was the ultimate sacrificial lamb. He died once for the forgiveness of the sins of everybody. And that includes you and me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We respond to the ministry of God's word by affirming our faith. Do you believe and trust in God the Father?
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in God the Son?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
This is the faith of the Church.
This is our faith. We believe and trust in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
We sing the hymn, He's Got the Whole World in His Hands. Heavenly Father, we thank you for our homes and families, for our food and clothing, and for all the joy that parents and children can share. Be with us where people see us at our best and at our worst. We ask that your love may surround us, your care protect us, and that we may know your peace at all times. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Forgive us when jealousy, greed, temper, or pride disturb the peace of a family. Help us to find the right words and the right actions to soothe and heal the hurt. Forgive us when we quarrel. Help us to forgive others. Help others to forgive us. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Father, you made us to live together in families. Grant to all parents wisdom and understanding in the upbringing of their children, that as they grow in stature, so too they may learn to love you more day by day. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Today, O Lord, remember for good all our friends. Thank you for those with whom we play day by day, as well as those who are far away. Bless those too whom we find it hard to be friends with, and make us true friends to one another and to the Lord Jesus Christ, the friend of sinners. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, look in love on all our neighbours, keep them from all harm, deepen our friendship with them, and may we grow in love of you, our Saviour and our friend. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord Christ, our unseen yet eternal friend, the giver of true friendship, the guardian of our love, we pray for all our absent friends and loved ones, wherever in our great world they may be. Bless them with the fullness of your grace and power. You know the pain and loneliness of being separated. You know the pain and loneliness we have felt of being separated and isolated over recent months. As we link our hands in yours, grant us to know the strength and peace of your presence and the sheltering warmth and comfort of your love. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God, our Father, we thank you for the times of rest from the normal daily round. However we spend our holiday this summer, may we be enabled to find the threefold recreation of body, mind, and spirit that will strengthen us for your service in the days ahead. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Jesus, you are good and wise. I will praise you when I rise. Jesus, hear this prayer I send. Bless my family and my friends. Jesus, help my eyes to see all the good you send to me. Jesus, help my ears to hear calls for help from far and near. Jesus, help my feet to go in the way that you will show. Jesus, help my hands to do all things loving, kind, and true. I hear no voice, I feel no touch, I see no glory bright, but yet I know that God is near in darkness and in light. God watches ever by my side and hears my whispered prayer, a God of love for a little child, both night and day does care. Amen. God our Father.
God our Father.
We ask your blessing on all children dear to us and those for whom we have responsibility. Grant that they may grow up healthy and strong, wise and good, in the knowledge of your love and in the service of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And gathering all our prayers and praises into one, we say together, Our Father,
our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Hymn 517. Brother, sister, let me serve you.
Thank you.
Lord Jesus Christ, you emptied yourself, taking the form of a servant.
Through your love, make us servants of one another.
Lord Jesus Christ, for our sake, you became poor.
May our lives and gifts enrich the life of your world.
Let us say together, Be with us, Lord, as we go out into the world. May the lips that have sung your praise always speak the truth. May the ears which have heard your word listen only to what is good. And may our lives, as well as our worship, be always pleasing in your sight, for the glory of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. From Thanks and Praise, hymn 158, We Shall Go Out with Hope of Resurrection. Power of God, hold and lead us.
His heavenly host be our guard.
We thank you for your participation in this service. And on behalf of all of us, I take this opportunity of thanking especially our dedicated Sunday school teachers, Jackie Lang, Heather Bradford, and Jill Dunn in Annahilt, Roberta McCurry, Linda Vladiano, Avril Burrows, and Abby Stanford in Mara Hamlet. God willing, we will resume our customary Sunday school routine in September. Sunday next, the fourth Sunday after Trinity, an online service of parish communion at 10 o'clock. Thank you.